I heard a story once that shouldn't be believed. Or maybe it was that it should but should never be shared. Or maybe it was a bus timetable and fares muddled became a story, as the mind is off to do, of a graveyard. A mass grave with no markers or names, where people, piled 12 deep and miles across, are splayed crisscross and tongue-tied around each other. It's said that there are no visitors. A sign says so, in gentle block lettering, no visitations, and were a curious person to walk in anyway to see if this tale is true, nothing would be found. Not even under stones. Here, they say, is a place where even the birds respect the silence demanded. For what a killing it is indeed that brought them together. It's a place beyond wishing rest, where sleep is done softly, wide-eyed. The buried are not to be missed, or mourned, or cried, why for in this place? Here, the secrets are too old for words, too sacred for memory, and too fragile to know. Or so they say, and how ridiculous a thing, a story like that. But it's said that just before a kill is made, all voices gone before can be heard by a few. Their speech only for when they offer this comfort, weirder and more true than any other. That it is known that a mass grave, miles splayed, crisscrossed, lie the tongue-tied, bound to each other, bones locked in solidarity for all time.